What is the DNA base pair count in this structure? Shown here are two representative corners of the four corners of the histone octamer. Only the square shape is gone because we've rotated from the root position. For reference purposes, so that we may remain fully cognizant of exactly what it is we're looking at, I'm bringing in a cameo of the root position octamer on the left. The larger linear structures, shown at the top and bottom of the screen, have been extracted from the complete octamer and rotated by plus 90 degrees about the y-axis to facilitate the performance of a base pair count. Each of the DNA complexes shown at the top and bottom of the slide is a tetraplex, consisting of two intercalated duplexes. In addition to the plus 90 degree Y rotation, we've additionally rotated each of these tetraplexes by an arbitrary amount about their respective X axes in the current view, to optimize each view specifically for the counting of base pairs. Let's start with the upper complex, which is a rotated view of what would be the white and red H3-H4 corner of the root position octamer square. If you take the trouble to count the rungs in either of the two DNA ladders showing, you'll see that they contain about 32 base pairs per DNA duplex. I say about 32 base pairs because there's an ambiguity concerning exactly which base pairs constitute the beginnings and endings of these regions of histone-bound DNA. Moreover, there's no way to know exactly how closely packed adjacent octamers will be. The 32 base pair count presupposes that the next octamer will be positioned so that it almost touches this one, which, as we shall see later, may not necessarily be the case. If you count the rungs in either of the two DNA ladders in the DNA complex at the bottom of the screen, representing the green and blue H2A-H2B corner of the histone octamer, you'll get either 30 or 31 base pairs, slightly less than the count we just did in the upper picture of the slide. The difference is that little alpha helix, which is in the top picture but not the bottom, which adds a bit of extra length to the DNA protein complex. If we take the average number of base pairs per DNA ladder to be 31, then it might be thought that each tetraplex corner of the histone octamer square, containing two such duplexes, therefore should be considered to be uniquely associated with 2 times 31, or 62 base pairs of DNA. But that's not the case, because in this model, only half the DNA belongs, so to speak, to the octamer shown. Let's illustrate this for the upper protein DNA complex by bringing in the next two octamers that bind this tetraplex of DNA chains. Moving in from the right now is the next octamer over in that direction, and you'll hopefully appreciate that a portion of the upper duplex of DNA belongs to it. Now the next octamer in the other direction comes in from the left, and you'll see that a portion of the lower duplex of DNA belongs to it. Okay, let's remove these additional octamers. So, in our new histone DNA model, we now see that although there are approximately 62 base pairs of DNA located in each of the four corners of the histone octamer, only half of them, or 31 base pairs, are uniquely associated with that octamer, the other half being uniquely associated with one or the other of the neighboring octamers.